This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School. Coach, welcome. Here we go.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. I'm excited. You know, these first 3 weeks have been great for Salem football. I think we got a little momentum here, and hopefully we can carry that right into, the league schedule.
Our player of the week was Alex Rodriguez, your lineman offensively and defensively. Just tell me a bit about Alex and the game that he had last week against Greater Lawrence.
Yeah, so I think, you know, going into that game, one of the kind of foundational things that we needed to do was control the line of scrimmage. So we put a lot of pressure on all the offense and defensive line to really kind of set the tone, right? And I think he took a strong leadership role, and it was even more impressive watching it on film, right? You could see it on the film, I mean on the field, but when you actually get a chance to slow it down and really watch it on film, he performed exceedingly well. You know, I think not only did he help control the line of scrimmage, but, you know, he helped advance our line of scrimmage 3-4 yards with some of the things he was doing. And again, we ran behind him a lot last week. So I think, again, for me, anybody that is willing to take the kind of the torch when we put it on the offense and defensive line to control the line of scrimmage, we have young men that are willing to take that torch and run with it, and Alex is one of them, and he did a phenomenal job. And for me, he's a young man that he has also a lot of additional potential on top of what he was able to accomplish last week. So really excited for him this rest of the season, what he can actually do for us.
I know we often give the awards to skilled players, but we also, the last 2 weeks now, it's been a lineman. So we also want to recognize that because that's pretty important in the game. And I understand also that, you know, defensively, you'll match up your top linemen against their top offensive linemen, your defensive linemen, to have those matchups, I would imagine, right?
Correct, yeah. So you know, if you think about kind of both offensively and defensively, we have a couple kind of general philosophies. One of them is obviously numbers at the point of attack, leverage, right? There's a couple things that we build into our systems, but one of those components is matchup management. And, you know, when you think about, all right, you know, their primary plays are running here, here, and here, we need to put our best players in those positions, right? Yeah. So it's not only about one-on-one matchups, but it's also where their strengths are as a unit. And, you know, Alex is a young man that we typically are putting at the point of attack. You know, we expect high things from him. And for me, you know, he's able to deliver in those. I think that sets it apart because you can always have an athlete, but when push comes to shove, what are you going to do when, you know, the lights are on and the whistle blows? And he's someone that's been able to perform for us.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you maybe about a couple of your other players from last week's game, then a question on Gloucester coming up this Friday night. So, Matt, first of all, we've talked about Alex and his role last week against Greater Lawrence, but maybe even go back a week or two since we last talked, but give us an update on some of the players and their roles and how they're filling those roles here in the last week or two.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that stands out to me you know, the last few weeks that we've been fairly consistent on is our ability to create opportunities on defense. I think that that's something that, again, anytime you're trying to really do something in any season, defense is a cornerstone. And for us, if you look at the number of times we've been able to win the turnover battle, we've won it every week, right? And that's either through interceptions or fumble recoveries. So I think our secondary, so between Albert, Rocco, Jesse, Mikey, all those guys that and Miggy even. So there's 4 or 5 guys there in the defensive back group that have done just a phenomenal job of basically putting ourselves in position to generate. I think on the other side of things on offense, you know, for me, it's about managing third down. And I think we've done a really good job managing third down these first 3 games. And that comes down to our offensive line, right, protecting. It's our quarterbacks, Corey Grimes, making the right reads. And our receivers have to deliver, right? They have to catch the ball when they're targeted. And they've been doing that. Which, you know, for me, the key receivers so far this year have been Jesse Round. Jesse Round has done a really nice job, one of our top receivers. Rocco Ryan is another one. And then in the running game, I think Devontae Ozuna has been really performing exceedingly well. He's had 100-yard games and is someone that we're going to continue to lean on in the running game.
So I think managing third downs, what you want to do is have a third and one, right, Coach? Is that the plan?
That's always the plan, right? And I do think that our running game has given us an opportunity to really put pressure on defenses in third and short situations where they don't know what's coming. Yeah. Hopefully we can continue that trend going in this week. And like anything, when you go into league play, you know, things get serious. So I know when we head over to Gloucester, you know, they're going to be ready for us.
All right, let's go to Gloucester. A quick question. Tell me about what the matchup looks like, how you see that breaking down. Obviously, both teams, your team and Gloucester, new here for 2022. So how does this matchup look to you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be competitive. You know, when we look at, you know, some of our better players against their better players, I think, you know, it's going to be a fun game to watch for fans. You know, it's really, to me, it's going to come down to the little things, right? Executing in special teams, we need to have all three phases, right? So we need good field position. So all those little things have been a big thing that I've emphasized this week with these guys, because in any game when you're going good against good, right, and from a talent perspective, those little things matter. And I think these guys this week, especially on some of the film that we've got from this week's practice, they're paying attention to those little things.
Coach, anything else to share with us? Any injuries or anything to make note of here for the Salem lineup?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that is unfortunate is Lewis Chin. Lou Chin is somebody that has performed exceedingly well. He had that big interception for a touchdown against Martha's Vineyard. He's graded on a champion in our the way we grade players, you know, the last few weeks. But he actually has an injury, so he's not going to be able to start. So he's a two-way starter that's going to be sitting. But we got Logan Abood that's going to be stepping up on the linebacker side of things. And then on offense, we have Shane Fields, who's going to be stepping up at the fullback position. So really confident with those guys. Those guys have stepped up this week and done a nice job, but that's certainly a little bit of a hit.
Coach, always good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, with us here on MSO Newsports.com.